Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Earth's innermost core is almost as inhospitable and inaccessible as any place humans have visited in space. Michael Bergman, a professor of physics at Bard College at Simon's Rock, explains efforts to understand the core's behavior and evolution through time.
Let's take a quick journey to the center of the Earth, a place even more bizarre than the one Jules Verne imagined in 1864. The Earth's solid iron inner core is so remote it was not discovered until 1936 by Danish seismologist Inge Lehmann. At 3 million times atmospheric pressure, nearly 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, it is a most inhospitable place. Most of what we know comes from seismology. Whenever there is a big earthquake, seismic waves travel through the Earth and are recorded by seismometers around the globe. By the speed, size, and shape of the waves, seismologists can infer properties of the materials the waves travel through, much like a CAT scan. Over the past 20 years, seismologists have found that waves traveling north-south in the inner core are faster than those traveling east-west. This tells us something about the aligning of the iron crystals in the inner core. We study how metals solidify and deform, processes that can cause crystals to align. Based on our experiments, we have suggested that the solidifying iron crystals are recording the flow pattern of the molten iron outer core. Seismologists have also inferred that the inner core is super-rotating. In other words, the rotation rate of the inner core is faster than the mantle, so it laps the surface in some few thousand years. Recently, geophysicists suggested that the inner core may also be translating. As the Earth cools and the solid inner core grows slowly outwards, it moves from west to east, melting on one side and solidifying on the other, keeping the inner core at the center. This recycling means that although there has been an inner core for perhaps a billion of the Earth's 5 billion years, any solids present today may not be more than a few hundred million years old, like the phoenix of mythology.
That was Michael Bergman of Bard College at Simon's Rock. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Throw your hands up and let's discuss the inner core, outer core, mantle and crust. The layer we'll discuss first is the central inner core.